This is one of those few times that I will actually be short, brief, and to the point. Madam Speaker-elect, Speaker Pelosi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What an honor it is to be nominated by my colleagues to be the Speaker of the House. Everyone is very excited about the thought that I'm the first woman speaker. I'm just absolutely delighted that we have a Democratic speaker and a Democratic majority in the House of Representatives. It's a pretty exciting day that I wish my parents could see. I'm sure they do from up above. We've had our differences in our party. We have come together. I wish all of the American people could have heard the discussion of our caucus this morning. They would have heard speeches of mutual respect, regardless of who anyone was supporting for party office. They would have heard speeches of unity for a new direction for our country. As you know, our colleagues chose our distinguished whip, Mr. Hoyer, to be the Democratic leader of the House. I extend great congratulations to him, and we will hear from him in a moment, but look forward to working with him in a very unified way to bring our country to a new direction for all Americans, not just the privileged few. Before handing over to him the microphone, though, I want to acknowledge the magnificent contribution of Mr. Murtha to this debate on the war in Iraq. I thank him for his courage in stepping forward 1 year ago to speak truth to power, to change the debate in this country in a way that I think gave us this majority in this November. Mr. Murtha has won the JF Kennedy Profile in Courage Award for his courage. He's a great member of Congress. I was proud to support him for Majority Leader because I thought that would be the best way to bring an end to the war in Iraq. I know that he will continue to take the lead on that issue for our caucus, for this Congress, for our country. So I want to salute Mr. Murtha for his leadership. As I said, Steny came out a big winner today. It was a stunning victory for him. We've had our debates, we've had our disagreements in that room, and now that is over. As I said to my colleagues, as we say in church, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with us. Let the healing begin. And with that, I would like to take, with great pride, really, that I present a fellow Marylander, well, that's where I was born, a person who served in the Congress for many years with great distinction, a person who will make a magnificent contribution to our country as the Democratic leader, the majority leader in the House of Representatives, the distinguished new leader, leader-elect, Steny Hoyer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. I have three daughters. I have two granddaughters. And I have one 14-day-old great-granddaughter. And those young women are going to be extraordinarily proud of the fact that Nancy Pelosi has been selected to lead the Congress, the House of Representatives, not just the Democratic Party, but the House of Representatives, as the first woman speaker. But she is not the first speaker because she's a woman. She is the first woman speaker because she is a person of deep values, keen intellect, and extraordinary political ability. I am proud to have been selected by my colleagues as the Majority Leader. My pledge to my caucus and my pledge to the country is that I will work as hard as I can, exercise as much talent as I have, to ensure that the agenda that has been put before the American people by Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party, an agenda of change, an agenda to take this country in a new direction, an agenda to make the lives of our people better, an agenda which is going to reach across to the President of the United States and say, Mr. President, we need to make a transition in Iraq. It is not working. We need to change the policy, not stay the course. I agree with Nancy Pelosi. Jack Murtha has been a courageous and outspoken leader for that cause. We have had differences, Jack Murtha and I, but Jack Murtha will continue to be one of the most significant leaders in the Congress of the United States as chairman of the Defense Appropriation Committee. And we're all pleased that we're all going to be chairman now of things. So I begin my term as majority leader with that renewed pledge. Nancy and I have worked together for 4 years, closely and effectively, and we have created the most unified caucus in the last half century. Nancy and I think, have been a good team. In my opinion, it was not that somebody was rejected today. It was that a team that had been successful was asked to continue to do that job on behalf of the American people. Nancy, I look forward to doing that with you with great pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Martha? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I know you'd like to know why I didn't win. I didn't have enough votes. And so I'll go back to my small subcommittee that I have on appropriations.
Half the budget.
Yeah. But I appreciate, and I said inside that I work passionately all over the country trying to change the direction of the country, and I think I played a big role in that. I'll continue to do that. Nancy asked me to set a policy for the Democratic Party. Most of the Democrats signed on to it, and I think the Bush administration has beginning to get the word. I visit these young people every week in the hospitals when I'm in Washington. And I talk to the military leaders all the time. The military leaders know there's a limitation to military power. They know that it's time for us to redeploy. And Nancy's led that fight, and I appreciate that. I congratulate Nancy. She's such a magnificent political leader, one of the best political minds I've ever seen. And I congratulate Steny on his campaign. He ran a hell of a campaign, and I can't fault anything that he did. But my congratulations to the other leaders, and look forward to working with them to redeploy our troops and to get these troops out of Iraq and get back on track and quit spending $8 billion of money.